You've left regular radio behind. This is Elizabeth Woodbury Cassius and Heard, and you're listening to Exit 97.7 WEXT.
Thank you. 97.7 EXT. We're live at EXT Local 518 with Herd in the studio. And we have Elizabeth Woodbury Cassius on keyboard and vocal, Jonathan Green on clarinet and vocal, Bobby Kendall on stand-up bass, and the man with steel arms, Zorky Nelson, on percussion and vocal. It's a beautiful song called Market Song from a brand new album called Flyway.
You got it, Dave. Out for less than a month now.
Tell us about that song, Market Song. Where does the inspiration come for something like that?
The inspiration for that song came from an improv that started at the Troy Farmers Market a few years ago. And we got a groove going, we had a melody happening, and we ran with it. And Zorky added some lyrics that are in his language Ga, which is one of the major languages from Ghana. And from that inspiration and his lyrics, we created a kind of fusion of the American upstate New York farmers market experience merged with what you might find in Ghana in an open market scenario in the capital city of Accra.
Tell me who your collective influences are, the inspirations for your music.
Why don't you start, Zorky? We'll start with the ancestors.
When we're talking about market song, like, in Accra, Ghana, market is everywhere. We don't have a place which is, we call it like a market, which is one place people go. But everywhere you go, every little thing you want to buy, you find it. You walk on the street, you buy everything you want to buy, you know. And about market song, it's like some of people sometimes when they try to buy something, like here, America, everything, the price already. But Ghana, we have to negotiate. We have to talk about it. Like, hey, it's too much. I'll pay $20. They'll be like, oh, no, $20 is too low. Then people, they try to walk away. Then, hey, don't go away. Come back here. Just give me 50 and take it. So that's the trade we do in Ghana. So always Ghana is kind of, when your stuff is $20, somebody will come and say, hey, I'll give you a 10. And you want the money. You don't want the person go away. So you have to be call the person, come back, and get your money.
And does music fill the air at these markets?
Yeah, always. Always you can hear the music going around 24/7.
And where did your influences, where did they come from?
Maybe we should go around and each of us could mention an influence or two. We were trained and studied and in love with a lot of different kinds of genres, from jazz to classical, world music, pop, everything we grew up with, right? Bob, you want to start with one of your top influences,
sure.
One or two?
It's hard to nail down for me, to be honest. Really into jazz, but that's a broad term. Lots of influences there, for sure. Miles Davis, Thelonious Monk, Ahmad Jamal.
Jonathan,
what you got?
So I'd say I grew up studying classical music, jazz as well. I also spent some time in Zimbabwe learning music there. So I did definitely have a range of influences. The last, 10 years, I've been especially interested in early jazz. So,
Flyway, not Fly Away. Flyway.
Flyway.
Is the new release.
Right.
Tell me about that title.
Well, the title is, if you're into bird watching at all, Jim, you're probably into bird watching. I'm sure you know what a flyway is, hanging out in the batting kill, just
absolutely.
Watching the seasons go by.
Yes.
Right? So flyway is all about bird migration and butterfly migration, too. Anything that flies, sort of migratory patterns. And I thought it was a beautiful word. I thought it was a beautiful concept and really tied in to what we're doing in this group. Migrating between different genres, flying with each other along the way, that kind of thing.
And you can hear, heard, play. They're going to be at the Battenkill Conservancy's 8th annual. Battenkill runs through at River Festival May 26th in Greenwich. We have Jim Ballard here in our studio. We're going to talk to him in just a moment about that. But can we hear more Herd music? What are you going to play for us next?
Sure. This next tune is called Côte de Neige. That's a French title. And it's Côte de Neige is a neighborhood and a beautiful boulevard up in Montreal that inspired me the many times I visited in Montreal. And so this tune is sort of based on the imagery of that, maybe a wintertime kind of blustery scene up in Montreal.
EXT. We're local 518 with Herd in our studio. Herdmusic.net is the website. Flyway is the brand new CD. And from it, we just heard a beautiful instrumental called Côte de Neige. Am I all right with the French?
You got it right. Your French is perfect. Parfait.
I took 4 years of French in high school. Didn't do anything with it afterwards. It's beautiful. And you can see Heard at the Battenkill Conservancy's 8th annual Battenkill Runs Through It River Festival, May 26th in Greenwich. It's a free family event starting at noon with river activities, a chicken barbecue, live music from not only Heard, but Mitch Throop, George Wilson, Alan Epstein, the Greenwich Town Beach, just north of the village on Route 29, battenkillconservancy.org. And from the Battenkill Conservancy, Jim Ballard joins us in the studio here. Jim, welcome.
Hi, Dave. What a great group. I really enjoyed listening to them.
These guys get everybody up and dancing at the Greenwich Town Beach at the Battenkill Conservancy.
Yeah, and we're looking forward to seeing Brian.
Brian Melick is the fifth
Brian
member of the band,
there,
just not
member.
Here today.
If not, I would get my car over to his house and pick him up. I got to tell you, this year should be extra special. Aside from the wonderful music we heard and George Wilson and Mitch and Kevin. It's just amazing amount of music we have there. One of the most popular things, Liz, was the bug table. The bug table.
I love bugs.
I got to tell you, what is the bug table? People say, well, what is the bug table? Well, we have several programs. We have a wonderful new intern named Carolyn who's studying at Skidmore, and she is introducing people to this River Watch Discovery Kit. And part of that is that we look at bugs. We go around the streams with kick nets and we catch bugs. And believe it or not, those little bugs tell us a whole story about the stream. And Carolyn should be there. If not, Lorraine or anybody else there, Doug Reed, they could be showing you how a River Watch Discovery Kit works, how you can get one, how you can adopt a stream. The artificial bugs, we have fly fishermen there and fly tires from Trout Unlimited. I know I will give a demonstration. I'm going to throw a challenge out here. What do you think, Elizabeth?
Challenges are good. I love
what
a challenge.
What do you think,
Dave? Go ahead, do it.
All right, here's your challenge, folks. Anyone who can tell me what the word batten means.
From Battenkill.
As in Battenkill, Battenville, batten. If you can tell me out there what a batten is, look for me at the festival, ask for me. I'm the guy who looks like the world's most interesting man, right? That's how you find me. I will give you a canoe ride and a fly fishing lesson. That's the challenge.
Right there on the spot.
Right there, and I'll take you out in the river and show you how to fly fish with my fly rod and fishing. That's your challenge, folks. Now, more things. We're going to have kayaks there, and there's going to be a surprise event, which I can't announce just at the moment,
no.
But I'll keep you folks out there in suspense. And, of course, Dave will be there with CDs, right?
Lots of giveaways as well.
And we have food. We have the best food. The scouts are preparing their famous chicken coupled with delicious and healthy offerings from area restaurants and local food purveyors. Barbecue plate along with great desserts, beverages, and other good eats. We partner with the Scouts quite a bit, and they're a wonderful group, and the food's going to be delicious, Dave.
This year, the event is free. So everybody
free.
Who's listening, who wants to take the family and come on over and see the beautiful Battenkill, and you can check out the Battenkill Conservancy's River Runs Through It Beach Music and Food Festival. That's May 26th.
That's the happy note. I just want to make this announcement that some of the wonderful things that have happened to the Conservancy over the past few years is that people have donated properties that we are keeping forever wild along the Battenkill River. And one of the donations was the Smith Family Preserve on Skelly Road. And this, we've been partnering with the Scouts and Trout Unlimited and Battenkill Alliance, a lot of other people to use this facility. This was generously donated by the Schmidt family and George Schmidt. I'm sad to announce that George Schmidt passed away Tuesday morning. He's 93 years old, and we'll miss him. The family has said that you could give a donation to the Battenkill Conservancy in his name, in his memory.
It's wonderful. He's proud at what you guys have accomplished and what you're still doing over there at the Battenkill Conservancy. Jim Ballard, thanks so much. And Heard here in the studio, Elizabeth Woodbury Cassius on keyboard and vocal, Jonathan Green on clarinet, Bobby Kendall on stand-up bass, and Zorky Nelson on percussion. Brian Melick, the only member of the band not here today, he plays drums, and he plays his own drum set that he's built from Legos. And folks, if you don't believe me, come on down to the Battenkill Conservancy on May 26th in Greenwich, and you could check out this incredible drum set. It really looks incredible. You can't tell unless you walk right up and you can see. And he has kits available. You can purchase kits, and you can build your own drum set from Legos.
It's something like 97,000 pieces. Yeah, this is what he does late at night after he gets home from a gig. He builds things with Legos. Yeah,
I built a car with three wheels when I was a kid with Legos. I couldn't build anything with Legos. This guy is incredible, and he's an incredible drummer. You could see him and the entire band May 26th in Greenwich at the Battenkill Runs Through a Beach Music and Food Festival that's happening at the Greenwich Town Beach. BattenkillConservancy.org for more information about that. HeardMusic.net is the band's website. Guys, thanks so much for coming on by and playing some music. I love it.
Thank you, Dave. It's been a pleasure.
Flyway is the brand new release, and you can hear them right now. What do you want to play for us now, guys?
Mama Bukum. And this is a tune that Zorky wrote. Zorky, give us a word about this song.
Well, you know, I bring this song out when my mom turned around. She passed away, and I feel it from my heart, you know, because always I give women credit. When you're hungry, mom can feed you. When you're sick, mom will take you to hospital. That is, we don't have a time, you know. But mom, they are number one. So always I feel about my mother. So I wrote this song for my mom because mom, they are like ego. They have a very big wings to cover everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And mother is the tree, always stays right there. But men, we were just walking around. We don't know what we're doing. So I wrote this song for my mother. So that's why we call this song Mama Buko. Thank you.
I'm Elizabeth Woodbury Cassius from the group Heard. For Local 518, all day, every day, it's 97.7 EXT.